Welcome to Walk With Me, a podcast where we discuss issues around the Christian faith and society. I am your host, Emmanuel. Today, I'll be discussing the topic of the silence of God, when all faith and hope seem lost. The goal of this podcast will be to understand what to do when it feels God is silent when we pray concerning our life or a particular situation. So what does it mean to experience the silence of God? People experience the silence of God when it seems the healing they are waiting for is not forthcoming. They've prayed and prayed, but yet they are in the same situation. Some people also experience the silence of God when it looks like all family members, friends, and companions have abandoned them and they are left to live life alone. It could be because of their faith. Some people also experience the silence of God when there is no one to care for them, when they are going through a particular testing moment. They've cried for help, but no one seems to understand them. Even when they explain the situation, people tend to push them aside. People say, oh, it's just a little thing. But they know deep down they are going through a very testing period and they need help, but there is no one to help them. Some people experience the silence of God even when they know that God has placed dreams in their heart and they have tried everything they can, but yet there is no way to see these dreams fulfilled. But they will say, but God, you've promised A, B, C, but God, there is no way out to see these dreams fulfilled. People experience the silence of God when they know that all they need is just a breakthrough. It could be financial, it could be in marriage, it could be in relationship, it could be your career. But still, nothing seems to be coming out, even after praying for so many days, for so many weeks, for so many years. But it seems God is silent concerning their situation. Some people even experience the silence of God when they are around other Christians, when they attend other Christian gatherings, but they seem lost. People experience the silence of God when they've prayed about a particular situation, they've fasted, they've done everything that the ministers have told them, they've gone through the scripture to find a relatable experience based on what they are going through. They did everything that they know that the scripture told them to do. They listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. They listen to the voice of the ministers and the preachers around them. They've done everything they can practically do. But still, it feels like nothing good is coming out of this. People experience the silence of God just like the psalmist did in Psalm 13. The psalmist cried out to God. He said, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle within my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? There are many people whose experience echoes that of the psalmist. God, I am crying day after day. I have sorrows in my heart. I have pain in my heart. I am crying, I am praying day after day. Where are you, O God? He said, how long will you allow my enemy to triumph over me? The psalmist said. He said, look upon me, O God, and answer. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. In another Psalms, in Psalm 77, the psalmist cry out to God. He said, I cry out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out my untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remember you, O God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remember the song in the night. My heart meditated, and my spirit asked, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Like the psalmist, you're praying to God. You are crying out to God. God, when will you come to my aid? You are seeking the face of God to help you in this particular situation. But you know what? It seems God is silent. And you don't know what to do. When people experience the silence of God, there are many questions we need to ask ourselves. The first and the obvious question will be, is there any sin to confess? And you know that it is possible to say, you know, I have confessed my sins to God. I just want you to think through what is going on right now. Ask the Lord to be merciful. If you know that there are no obvious sin, and you've searched your heart, like the psalmist said, and you've asked the Holy Spirit to search your heart, and you know that you've done that which you are supposed to do, is it also possible that God is pursuing a closeness with you as opposed to you asking for an answer? The silence of God could also mean that God is seeking something more than the answer of the heart that you are looking for. Yes, I know the situation is painful. It could be healing. It could be XYZ, whatsoever it may be. But is God seeking a closeness with you as opposed to the answer to that particular situation? Another thing I want you to consider is this. Is God preparing you for something that you do not know yet? And is allowing this period of preparation that we call the silence of God? Is God preparing you for something else? You may have set your eyes on A, but is God preparing you for B? And is using this time of silence, just to prepare you. There is something that He is doing in you that you cannot see yet. But one day, you will look back to understand why God was silent in your situation. You know, they often say that life is lived forward and understood backward. Maybe God is working something within that you cannot see. And it could take time for you to understand why He has allowed a particular situation. Another thing that we should also consider when we experience the silence of God could be, maybe the question of the why is now becoming the question of who. When people experience the silence of God, we go from, why have you allowed this, O God? Why have you allowed that, O God? But could the question be, who are you, Lord? In our world, we've been taught the relationship between input and output. If I do X amount of work, I will get X amount of wages. And we bring that understanding to Christianity. And all of a sudden, when we've done all the things that we know we're supposed to do, and we are not getting the result that we think we should get, we start questioning the why. But maybe the question should be the who. Who are you, God? Because things are not adding up. Like the case of Job. Oh, Job knew, and his friends knew. Good things happen to good people, bad things happen to bad people. But in my situation, Job was saying, but that is not my case. He had to rethink his understanding of God. And maybe this situation is causing for something more than your understanding of who God is. Instead of asking why, again, I'm not saying the question, the why question is strong. But your situation, the situation you are in, might just be calling for something deeper than that. It's not excluding the why question, but it's just asking a deeper question. Who are you, God? And through this moment of silence, that we call the silence of God, there is a reconceptualization of God happening within us. I just want you to know that a silence is never meant to crush you, even if it feels that the situation is ever crushing. Sometimes we go through the silence of God, this period of God's silence. But it could also be that God wants to show forth His power and His grace through us. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, he said, I prayed multiple times to God to remove this thorn in my flesh. But the answer was no. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Whatsoever the thorn might be, there are many interpretations to what this thorn might be. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. I just want you to know this may not be the answer that you're waiting for. You know that if God should come through for you, everything will be fine. But I just want you to know that the absence of pain does not really guarantee happiness in life. This is not to glorify or to magnify pain at all. That is not the point. But there may be a reason why God has allowed this. It doesn't mean we don't pray. It doesn't mean we don't look forward to the healing. It doesn't mean that we don't look forward to the breakthrough. But there may be a deeper reason beyond what we can see, beyond what we can think, beyond what we can know, that only time will tell. I say it does not mean that we don't keep walking. It doesn't mean that we don't keep praying. It doesn't mean that we don't keep asking, because he who asks will receive. But during this silence, during that period of continuous asking, there may be something that God is working in us beyond our own understanding. His grace will be sufficient for you. God's everlasting love will shine through you. And I know in spite of what we are going through, one day we will be able to say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. I know it is very tough to accept what it means to experience the silence of God. We've gone through, is it the need to confess our sins? We've gone through the process of God seeking a closeness with us as opposed to us asking for an answer. We've gone through the process, maybe the question of why becomes a question of who, but we know that the silence is never meant to crush us, even when it feels that the situation is ever crushing. God's silence might also be to help us, to comfort others who are going through situations similar to us. You know, it is one thing to preach the gospel and to talk about the miracles of God, but it is another thing to preach the gospel, to talk about the miracles of God, and to talk about what God has done through you, in you, to others. There are some people that will never believe the scripture because they will say, oh, it's an old text, it's an old manuscript. What can you tell me about the work of God in your life? You don't know the plans of God for you, for now or for the future. The situation you are going through, as tough as it is right now, it may be for a greater glory in the future. You may be going through this pain right now so that you may be able to comfort others, just like a baton during a relay race. The first person going on the track passes it to the second person, the second to the third to the fourth, depending on how many laps they will have to cover. It is a very tough pill to swallow, but God might be preparing you for something for the future beyond what you can understand right now. So I say, please, hold on. Do not lose hope. Do not lose your faith in Christ. The peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind secured, safe, and sound. Remember, it is that peace that passes all understanding. It is a peace that you cannot comprehend. It is a peace that people around you cannot comprehend. It is a peace that the enemies cannot comprehend. Because you know what? It is a peace that you enjoy even in the midst of trouble. And I speak into your situation right now. That Father, I pray, as many who are listening to this voice, no matter what their situation might be, I pray that you will come true for them. I pray that they will experience your peace right now in the name of Jesus. We know it is a tough moment to experience this silence, but we know that there is a reason for that. Even if the reason is not something we can comprehend right now, we pray that you come true for us. And even if you don't come true for us, like the Hebrew, we will say, we will not bow down to these demands. We will not bow down to the voices of the enemy that is telling us to quit. So Father, we just pray that whether you come true or not, keep us safe in your holy name. Never allow this situation to take us away from you. because we know that nothing can separate us from your love. So we just pray that this situation will never, ever take us away from your love. We know that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Help us to love you with such, so that at the end of our days, we will reign with you throughout eternity. And Father, we just ask that your people will be blessed as they go about their day. Thank you, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. That brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you for joining me today as we reflect on what to do when it feels God is silent when we pray concerning our life or particular situation. I hope you have been challenged, just as I have been, to rethink what we know about the silence of God.
For more information and resources, including original songs, books, articles, and podcasts, all written and composed by Emmanuel through God's grace, please be sure to visit our website at www.emmanuelisrael.com. That's www.emmanuelisrael.com.
As always, thank you for listening to Walk With Me. Be sure to come back next time for the next episode. Until then, may God bless and keep us all in His name. Amen. Don't forget, walk with me as I walk with Christ. Amen.